Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Friday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line and it is our phone line. Odyssey app saw you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game. I'm at JMCH316. He's at the D. Lewis for real. Don't forget, Rank 'em coming up at 1040. Rank 'em on a Friday evening with you. This is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. By the way, we're going to talk to Chris Draft here in about 20 minutes from right now. I had a chance earlier to catch up with Chris Draft, former Falcons linebacker. So we'll chop it up with him here for just a little bit. But all right, Day-Day. We've been going through these Pro Football Focus positional lists, okay?
Yep.
Tonight, safety. So, who's our high-priced safety that we have?
Jesse Bates.
Okay. Where do you think he ranked?
Because he's kind of coming off the injury. I know he was ranked. He was highly touted coming out of school. I'll put him 15-20.
So, Derwin James is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Minka Fitzpatrick, number two.
Okay.
Kevin Byard, number three. Antoine Winfield, number four.
Okay.
Micah Hyde, five. Justin Simmons, six. Tyron Matthew, Honey Badger, at seven. Jordan Poyer at number eight. And coming in at number nine, Jesse Bates. So,
oh, wow. He's up there.
Here's what the write-up is. Bates was a key piece in the Bengals' turnaround over the last few years. While he likely won't repeat his elite 2020 performance, a 90.1 overall grade, he is incredibly reliable and durable. His best days, including three games in 2022 with game grades above 89, are as good as anyone's. His 88.3 run defense grade was a top 10 mark. Bates is present in Atlanta's secondary will help change the culture of their defense. So, here's what I'll say, okay? I'm a little disappointed that he's only ninth. And I mean this from the standpoint of they really like Pro Football Focus Jesse Bates. Like, they brag on Jesse Bates a lot.
Right.
If he's the ninth best safety in the NFL, is he a first or second team All-Pro?
Ooh.
Because to me, that is where we've got to live with Jesse Bates. If we're going to make Jesse Bates a $14 million a year safety, fourth highest safety contract, fourth highest average annual value safety contract, then I've got to get a second team All-Pro kind of year out of him. I've got to have him, again, maybe not at that 2020 level with the grade, but he was a second team All-Pro in 2020. I've got, I've, I need for him to be back at that level. I need for him to be at the same exact level that he was a few years ago when he was a second-team Pro Bowl. Because you can't tell me he's going to make enough of an impact if he's not that kind of player. If he's not that kind of, you know, top-tier type of safety. And so when I read number, you know, that he's number nine, and I think to myself, okay, who could be first-team All-Pro? Well, Derwin James is first-team All-Pro player, right? Minkah Fitzpatrick is a first-team All-NFL player, okay? All right, Antoine Winfield, he can certainly be a top 1-2 guy. Micah Hyde can be a top 1-2 guy. Honey Badger can be a top 1-2 guy. Pickens get kind of slim, I mean, just as far as finding a spot where you can slide right into a number one or number two kind of spot. But I hope Jesse Bates becomes that player. And again, I'll say the same thing, you know, because I was asked about this on Twitter today. I'll say the same thing that I say about Bijan Robinson. I love the player. I don't love the position for Jesse Bates. I don't love where he was picked for Bijan Robinson. Because at some point, we have to address what our biggest flaws are. What are all of our biggest flaws? Well, we think we've addressed one of the big ones. Well, no, not one of. We think we've addressed what is our biggest flaw and our biggest Achilles heel is our pass rush. But I want to see it to be able to believe it all. And I just hope that Jesse Bates can get back to that kind of level. He's paying good money. I mean, he's making, what, $14 million a year is what the AAV works out to be. You're paying him really good money, but can he be that same kind of player? All right, Grady Jarrett talking about this Falcons offseason and new defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen. Grady Jarrett talking to the media, quote, "This time has been critical." He said it's Grady's Gives weekend of community service. It's been crucial. That's part of the reason I wanted to be so in tune with it. One, to learn the new defense, having new teammates, new coaches, and building a rapport because of the time fall. Because by the time fall comes, we want to be running. We have a great group of players, great group of coaches. Quote, more than anything, it's a collective. Oh, my God. Yikes. There's that word again, collective and collaborative. More than anything, it's a collective. It's a collective of guys that want to be the best. Not to be the best, just make this work, but to be the best. I think that's the thing that's driving everybody to just pour in more, to do more, spend more time, and we've had a great turnout. It's been great work. So, again, all good news, and obviously it sounds like Ryan Nielsen has got in touch with these guys. Now let's see if it happens on the field. Quote, "It's been a heck of a transformation. It's been something that I've been super excited about, having veterans come in, guys who are ready to roll." Yeah. Yeah. Except that, you know, at that whole pass rush thing that I know Grady's ready to roll, but some of those outside guys in that whole pass rush thing get me a little bit scared, right? I mean, it gets me a little bit nervous about, you know, what's going to happen with some of these guys. So we'll see. But, I mean, obviously Grady, you know, saying all the right things, and seems like he and Ryan Nielsen are going to get along really well. Nielsen, a very defensive line-minded guy, right? He's been a defensive line coach for the Saints. So I think that Grady will have one of his better seasons that we've ever seen out of him. All right. How about this list, A-Day? Who are the most stressful teams to root for based upon losses, penalties, injuries?
Oh, Falcons and definitely got to be like on that list.
Yeah. Find out. So the teams that are the most stressful to support based on losses, penalties, injuries, and more during the season. Now, what's surprising is on this list, okay, Denver's number one.
Is this based off of last season, or are they saying these are going to be the teams?
No,
this
it's based off last season.
Okay.
Denver number one.
Yeah, definitely can see that.
Tennessee number two. Houston number three. The Bears and Colts are four and five.
Okay.
Arizona, and then the Falcons come in at number 10 overall on this list.
Yeah, that's about right.
So, you know, again, and part of this is probably based on expectations, right? You know, I mean, they're the 10th most stressful team. What do they say here? It's win percentage last year, 41.2%, 100 penalties, 804 penalty yards, 7 fumbles, 10 interceptions thrown, number of victories, I don't know what this metric is. I can't read what this says on here, but something with number of victories or what have you. But I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of expectation for the Denver Broncos, and they demand success, right? I mean, they're a very proud organization. They've obviously won a lot, been to a lot, and things like that. Tennessee, Houston, Arizona, I don't know how much that there's a lot of angst about some of those teams. Probably Indy, Chicago for sure, Raiders for sure. Then Carolina, the Rams, and then the Atlanta Falcons come in at number 10 as the 10th most stressful team to have to root for. Eh. I mean, I think that they're a top 10 team. I definitely can see that. But, you know, let's hope that they're not very stressful this year. Certainly would love that. Certainly would love for them to not be very stressed out this year. Can we have a smooth, easy year for the Falcons? You know, win 10, 11 games, just kind of glide along, not be, you know, in the radar, but like just under the radar, right? We just kind of win some ball games and we don't have anybody talk about us and we're not making any news and, you know, all this other folderol and stuff like that. Let's just have a quiet year and just go out and win football games. That's what I'm hoping for the most. So, anyway. Mandatory minis come up on, let's see, what is it? What's the 13th? Yeah, what's the 13th?
Today's the 9th, so that Wednesday? Is Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
I think so, because 10th. 11, 12, yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday starts mandatory minis. And now, obviously, look, we've been going through OTAs, and you had rookie mini camp and all this kind of stuff. So when we get through this period of mandatory OTAs, that's the most nerve-wracking point of the season, right? Because guys will get a few-week break to be off on their own and to their own vices. And then, you know, come about, mid-July, Falcons training camp will open up. It'll be here very soon. Falcons training camp will open up, and we'll have all of your coverage from Falcons camp, but it'll open up, and, you know, now we're in the season. Now we're there. You know, once training camp hits, now we're there. We go on a snowball roll. So coaches get very nervous in that time between a mandatory mini and training camp opening. Who's going to do something stupid? Who's not going to show up? Who's going to be in jail? I mean, just, you know, I mean, all the different things that go along with it. So it's probably the most stressful time for coaches because guys are all left to their devices for a while, right? And then once you get training camp, okay, you're in the season, right? You're going to kiss your family and friends goodbye, kiss your kids goodbye, and, you know, again, you know, head between your knees and hold your ankles. I mean, so, you know, I mean, we go full bore into everything, and now the season is here at that point, you know, and especially as we head toward preseason and all that good stuff. So, but, you know, they're going to start up. I don't know what we're going to see. You know, hopefully we'll see kind of, you know, some blend of the rookies and some of the young guys and things like that and allow those guys to get their shot. I'll be curious as we get to mandatory minis about, okay, is Jalen Mayfield there? Is he working out with the tackles? You know, what's some of the roles on these teams, right? You know, who's going to be, you know, it's going to be Jeff Okuda, I would assume, but, you know, who's going to be that nickel corner? Is it automatically Mike Hughes, or is there somebody else in the mix? Obviously, we lost Isaiah Oliver, so is it going to be just Mike Hughes, and, you know, that's a done kind of deal, or, you know, could we be looking at something else? So we'll see what happens in all of this. All right, when we get back, we had a chance to catch up with Chris Draft former Falcons linebacker. Good conversation with Chris. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Friday evening as off-season stuff keeps going rolling right along for the Atlanta Falcons. Mandatory minis coming up on the 13th of the month. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to a former Falcons player. Chris Draft is joining us here. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Chris Draft. He's the founder of the Chris Draft Family Foundation. You can check out all of his work at chrisdraft.org. And Chris, as we are in the month of June, it is Cancer Survivors Month, and obviously you guys are doing a lot of good work with your organization.
Yeah, this is a big month. You know, June is Cancer Survivors Month, but June 4th was Cancer Survivors Day. And so that this month is a reminder and an opportunity for us to make sure that my wife who passed from lung cancer in December of 2011, but throughout her journey that she knew that she was not alone. She knew that there were people that were standing there with her, and she knew that there was hope. Even though it didn't turn out like we wanted it, she knew that there was hope. And so in this month, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, lung cancer, like all the other cancers, that the people know that they matter, know that they are not alone, and know that there's hope.
Chris, let's talk a little Falcons football with you here. You know, you came to the Falcons at a very transitional time in the organization. As Arthur Blank was taking over, Mike Vick was about to be drafted in 2001. Do you see some similarities about, you know, how this organization has completely changed and new coach, moving on from Matt Ryan and things like that to when you first came to the Falcons?
Well, I think definitely in terms of transition. You know, you see that the Falcons had success in 1998 when I came in, and it was this natural transition from Chris Chandler to Mike Vick, and with that, just natural players kind of turning over. But the recipe is very similar. And I think when people look at this game right now and look at the Falcons team, is that we've got to run the ball. We've got to run the ball. I mean, as great as Matt Ryan is statistically and where he's had tremendous success, it really came, his success came with when they ran the ball well, right? Defense has to be tenacious, getting after the ball. So I'm excited in that there's a more of just a transition back to what the Falcons have done when we've won.
Do you look at this defense as, you know, look, Jesse Bates, Calais Campbell, Caden Ellis, David Onyemata. I mean, they've really transformed the personnel on this defense. Do you think that this can be a top 10 defense when all is said and done?
Well, I think they have a chance to. But the key is making sure they're playing together. I think Calais is going to do a great job in making plays that people don't even see. He's going to be making plays in the locker room of really challenging guys to understand this is, you know, what does it take to be a champion, right? This is a guy that, you know, on the practice field, in the locker room, outside, you know, is going to help all of the defensive guys and really the whole team understand that they have to be focused, they have to be together if we want to be a great team.
Former Falcons linebacker Chris Draft joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, the Falcons decided to move on from a Rashawn Evans, and, you know, you were the kind of player that was a high-volume tackling player, a high-volume tackling linebacker, and that's kind of what Rashawn Evans is. And I'm not comparing necessarily games, but just you were that high-volume impact kind of guy. When you look at a Troy Anderson, and I know he's in his second year, but do you think that he can fill that role that you would have been back in the day, or Rashawn Evans, you know, was for this team last year? Can he be that kind of high volume kind of tackling machine?
Well, I will say that I hope that he's able to be that guy. But the other side is, do I want him to be just a complete tackling machine? I would say not as much a tackling machine, because we want to have more balance, right? That we want to be able to have a balance, again, of running the ball, being able to eat up some of the clock so the defense can be strong and fresh. So regardless of who's there and who's there now, it's more about making sure that they're fresh, coming, hunting, and then making impact tackles. Not just making tackles, but making those ones that make the bends go, whoa!
Chris, you know, you got a chance to play with Mike Vick, and obviously, you know, he was a young quarterback and hadn't played a massive amount of football. I mean, he came out after a couple of years and hadn't thrown a lot of passes and such. But when you look at a Desmond Ridder, who's a guy that 4 years – won a ton of football games at Cincinnati, really elevated that program, played against the best competition, you know, when it came to some of the bowl games as far as Georgia, Alabama, and this, that, and you know, the other. How valuable is that experience that you get in college where you can, you know, again, you stay for 4 years, you hone your craft? How much better can guys come in the league being when they have all of that college experience?
Well, I think it definitely helps, you know, because you the more that you see, you know, the more plays that you have under your belt, the more you have a, you know, kind of this database to be able to go back to. But that transition to the NFL is still a huge transition, and so I'm excited for this year for him, and I'm excited because they put some pieces around that are going to make it where he doesn't have to do it by himself. That as long as he stays within himself, that there should be some tremendous success on the offensive side of the ball.
Was there, when you played, when you got to go up against a young quarterback and you were kind of looking at a guy in his eyes and, you know, again, he's maybe a rookie or in his second year, was there something that told you whether or not this guy had it or this guy didn't have it? I mean, not so much specific players, but just were there things that you were looking for when you went up against a young quarterback?
Yeah, it's really their how they respond to adversity, right? So everybody's going to have a bad play. Everybody's going to have, you know, there's going to be a tip ball interception. There's going to be a play that you miss, you know, maybe somebody that's wide open. And I think, you know, a lot of times you can't see it on a TV copy or even some of our tape, you know, that we watch. But do they put their head down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is their body language as it relates to that? So I think that's a... that's the key type of thing. But also, you know, we're right now, what you're going to want to do is you want to stop the run. You want to make it where the game has to come through him. And if that's the case, again, that's what the mindset is. If that's the case, then he has to say, well, come on, bring it on. If it has to come through me, I've got to make decisions. Hey, that's fine with me. I know my guys and I can get the ball to them.
Chris, you know, when you look at a guy like Arthur Smith, I mean, he's a guy that I feel like is a coach that has a great understanding of offensive football, but just, you know, when you watch him operate, I mean, there haven't been as many times that we've had an advantage on the sidelines. I feel like Arthur Smith is a guy who really gives us an advantage week in, week out with his sideline play or just, you know, play calling and such. How good of a coach do you think Arthur Smith is, and what do you see in him that makes him good?
Well, I think he's got some tools right now. Or what do we say? We got some horses right now to work with. And so I think the key of his ability to call plays that really maximize the skill that is back there. I mean, you've got a first-round running back that is an absolute game-changer. You've got a guy in Tyler Allgeier that went over 1,000 yards. From Patterson to, you know, like there are from London, you know, like guys that are some playmakers. So the key is how do you call those plays to make it where we get the ball, spread it around, and move the ball down the field and score?
Was it tough to play against teams that want to run the football as much as what the Falcons do? I mean, when you have offensive linemen basically just coming north and south right at you, how difficult was it playing against offensive linemen that, you know, were just kind of running downhill at you and against, you know, run very heavy run offenses?
Well, I would say back in the day, the teams ran more. I think that's a huge advantage in this game, the way that it's laid out now, because it's so much pass first. So, you know, when you come and try to punch somebody in the mouth, I mean, you know, that's what training camp was. You know, that's what we were doing. We were running leads. We were coming downhill, but that's not, you know, it's more RPO at times and not just running right at you. So I think there's a huge advantage to that, running the ball and really wearing the team down, because that, it's not exactly what they see week in and week out. And so you actually have seen that where there's teams that have advantages where, you know, when they're able to run that ball strong, it's somehow in that second half, it's like, goodness gracious, they keep coming. And there's that real opportunity, especially with Bijan right now. Bam, all of a sudden you're hit it, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 to the house.
Former Falcons linebacker Chris Draft joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, how much more complex are defenses now than even when you played? I mean, it just seems like that there are so many different things, that so many personnel groups that these defenders get themselves into. Is it kind of a whole new world when you look at NFL defenses now, or is it still, you know, kind of the same basic philosophies?
Well, I would say the defense has always been one that matches up on the offense. So it's really different because the offenses have gone to more three wide receivers because they've gotten more exotic in what they do. It makes it where the defense have to adjust. And so now you're in nickel, you're in dime, but then also even if I'm at nickel, you're maybe bringing a guy that's more of a DB more so than a linebacker. And then finding ways to be able to pressure out of different things. So, I would say it's not that it's so much more complex, but because the offenses are giving something different, that means that you're going to see a different kind of attack. When we know that, you know, you got to get after the quarterback. You got to make them uncomfortable. And if you can do that, a lot of good things usually happen down the field.
Now, Chris, I gotta ask. I mean, it is a different world as far as how the NFL practices and even training camp. And obviously with the expanded regular season, there's one less preseason game now. I mean, when you look at this, I mean, I talk to Randy McMichael all the time, and he kind of laughs about the idea of, you know, guys don't really hit in practices anymore. Guys don't really go through two-a-days in training camp anymore. I mean, you know, you almost kind of have to chuckle, don't you, that, you know, guys have it a lot easier than you guys did.
I just didn't want to laugh over what you were saying, but I was over here laughing to myself because it is absolutely different.
Uh-huh.
But it's the game evolving. I mean, you know, the guys are in such great shape because of the offseason. There's really a question of, is it really worth it to go and bang in two-a-days? I mean, to be able to get in shape. They don't need it. They're already in shape. And then the other side was, it probably looked at the metrics because that's a big thing, and you realize that we would get injuries at the beginning, like say the first day of camp, some hamstrings because we pushed somebody a little bit hard, or you would get after a few days kind of somebody's body breaking down and you get injuries there. And when you're paying guys the amount of money that they're paying them right now, to say if we're gonna get somebody hurt in practice? Yeah, I'm getting my Allen Iverson practice. No, if they're gonna get hurt, they're gonna get hurt in the game, going out there making plays and getting after it. But if they're in shape, we don't need to get them in shape, and we definitely don't need to put them in situations where they're getting bodies beat up and where there's no real benefit.
Chris, last question for you. I mean, do you think the NFL, I mean, you know, look, with an expanded regular season, and yes, they did take away a preseason game for all of it, but does the league do enough to protect its players? I mean, you know, again, money drives everything, and you mentioned about the idea of, you know, trying to go less contact and things like that. Do you think the league has moved in a much more positive direction as far as player safety and trying to protect player health?
You know, the crazy thing is that they're always making changes. They're constantly making changes. It's just that, you know, not everybody notices them. So there's been a lot of changes that have made the game safer and safer and safer. And, you know, again, all they can do is just evolve to it at the end of the day. This is a violent game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a violent game. So you can only make it so safe. Right? We're going to go out and, you know, you're going to get hit in the head, maybe not directly. You maybe don't get speared. A la Chad Kota back in the day trying to spear wide receivers over the middle in the head. You can't target them and just flat out just try to hit them. You can't Deacon Jones head slap them. A lot of these, you know, when we talk about old school, a lot of the things that were done back in the day just weren't safe. And the NFL has evolved from that. I mean, I think, unfortunately, at times, you know, they can be very quick with some of the unsportsmanlike conduct. But at the same time, that's the balance. Being able to make the game safer is being able to put more rules, and you've got to be able to call them and enforce them.
He is the founder of the Chris Draft Family Foundation, and he can be found on his personal Twitter page, at Chris Draft. And check out his website, chrisdraft.org, and find out all the good work that he is doing. And Chris Draft joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chris, as always, man, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes here in the ATL. And listen, be safe, be well, and continued success in the work that you're doing.
Hey, man, thank you. I'm just wondering what these Falcons do, man. They rock.
That's right, baby. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Bye. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out here in the Kia Studios with you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey apps, how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, at JMCH316 at the D Lewis for real. Watching a little bit of SmackDown here. They're doing the tribute to the Iron Sheik. So, and you know, they just had a biography on him, you know, what, about a month or so ago, but they're doing the tribute to him. So, one of the great characters of all time. So, he'll be missed. He's been in ill health for quite a while now, but he will definitely be missed in the world of wrestling. So, Braves and Nationals, it is 1-1 right now. So, guys are all tied up. AJ Smith Shauver, five innings, three hits, a run. It wasn't earned. And two walks and two strikeouts, 73 pitches. So can he get through six innings? And who knows? I mean, you know, look, I mean, he's been pretty good so far, and only 73 pitches. I don't know how much they want to push him. I don't know how far they want to go with him. But, you know, maybe give him one more inning and see if the Braves can score some runs and, you know, maybe give him a chance to win the game. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what it is. I mean, so let's see if they give him one more inning out of all of this. So, I mean, not bad. Five innings, you know, and no earned runs. So doesn't have an ERA because it sits at zero right now. But you know, not much offense right now for the Braves. Rosario's got a hit. Arcia with the only RBI as. I don't know what I didn't see how he got that RBI. He grounded out to shortstop, so like a fielder's choice, and Albie scored off of that. So anyway, so we'll keep you up to date all night long about what the Braves are doing. But so far, so good for AJ Smith Shauver. So we're not going to read too much into this start, right? We're not going to get too excited one way or the other. You know, we're not going to get too high. We're not going to get too low, or this or that, or. You know, not go to all kinds of extremes or what have you. So, but obviously, a very good start.
Going to call the division over?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that yet. I mean, more about Smith Shauver. I mean, you know, look, we've seen this before out of guys, right? I mean, you know, you never know where you're at with all of this. So, let's hope the kid. Listen, I want more than anything. If we can find one more consistent starting pitcher, right? So we've got three now that we rely on, but can we find one more guy? You know, hopefully, you know, I mean, we find one of these young guys that can take that mantle consistently. We hoped it was going to be Michael Soroka when all was said and done, but still, we just need to find one more guy. You can get away with four good starters and then just kind of plugging and playing from there, but it's hard to do with two starters because – if those guys aren't consistent enough, then you got to start getting into bullpen games and stuff like that. So it becomes a lot more difficult to navigate those kinds of waters. So we'll see what happens with it. But so far, so good for A.J. Smith Shauver. So we'll check out everything that's going on with the Atlanta Braves. All right, let's get to something we call a What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I always get so confused by some of these stories, and I just shake my head, and I just don't know what to think at times, okay? So the Toronto Blue Jays have designated right-handed pitcher Anthony Bass for assignment, okay? Now, he made headlines, the reliever made headlines last week after sharing a post on social media that called for LGBTQIA plus boycotts of Target and Bud Light. The shared post described the sale of LGBTQIA plus merchandise as evil and demonic. Now, here's where it really gets confusing, okay? More confusing than Sean Kemp on Father's Day. The move to DFA Bass comes on the same day that he was to catch the ceremonial first pitch from Toronto LGBTQIA activist Lazeal Lee Cam before Friday's game against the Minnesota Twins as the Blue Jays began their fourth annual Pride Weekend celebration. Kevin Gausman, who is slated to start the game on Sunday, will replace Bass as the ceremonial pitcher. So let me get this straight, okay?
Tread lightly.
Okay. So the guy who was supposed to catch the ceremonial first pitch from this activist for the LGBTQIA fourth annual Pride Weekend just last week was putting out on social media boycotts of Target and Bud Light and evil and demonic merchandise from... I'm so confused right now. Can I ask, how did that guy get selected? And a week earlier, he's posting social... I'm all confused. Now, Bass, 35, apologized for sharing the post a day later, but he was booed by fans in Toronto in two home appearances since the apology. Speaking on Thursday, Bass said he's, quote-unquote, working hard to educate himself, but doesn't believe the social media post he shared last month was hateful. Quote, I do not. That's why I posted it originally. When I look back at it, I can see how people would view it that way, and that's why I'm apologetic. When you call the merchandise evil and demonic and you're calling for boycotts, how do you think that's not negative? You see what I mean, Day-Day? You see why I'm so confused about all of this stuff? I get so confused by these kinds of stories. And I really do try to keep out of people's minds more than anything. Because, I mean, so many people are just whacked out. Like, there's so many wackos out there. I mean, just... You didn't know it was going to be taken the wrong way, talking about hateful and evil as far as the merchandise goes, and then you're calling for boycotts of Target and Bud Light, but you thought that you were misinterpreted in how... And by the way, how in the hell did the Blue Jays have this guy? Who, by the way, it's not like he's a catcher, right? I mean, it's not like he's normally a catcher. You have this guy that's going to catch the ceremonial first pitch from the LGBTQIA activist. This guy. Not a manager, a coach, a player, a catcher, an outfielder. You're going to have your 35-year-old reliever that was designated to do this. And a few days before that, he's posting how people need to boycott Target and Bud Light and putting up the fact that the merchandise is evil and demonic. See what I mean, Day-Day? Like, I don't understand nothing, okay? Bass said he chose to delete the post because it was the right thing to do and because he didn't want it to be a distraction to the team. He's designated for assignment. Now, this is the best part here, okay? So Bass said he chose to delete the post because it's the right thing to do, right? But I stand by my personal beliefs. And everyone is entitled to their personal beliefs, right? Also, I mean no harm towards my groups of people. Okay, let's see if I can say this right, Nate.
That was pretty good.
I'm flabbergasted. You know, stand for something. You know, even if you are for it, even if you oppose it, pick a side. And how was this guy? You mean to tell me? Hold up. You mean to tell me that nobody knew who or what this guy was when they made this choice about having him represent? You mean to tell me that this just came completely out of left field? Out of nowhere. Cinderella story out of nowhere. You mean to tell me that this whole thing just came out of nowhere? Nobody knew anything. You mean that's how that this went down? Nobody had any idea that this guy could have had these kinds of thoughts? Or you mean to tell me that there was never anything spoken about any of this stuff where he was involved in anything? I find that so hard to believe. Again, sell me on some oceanfront property in Iowa at that point, because I don't believe any of it. I don't believe that this guy just arbitrarily on his own, with nobody ever knowing and nobody understanding. No, you mean to tell me that nobody ever talked to the guy in the locker room? You mean to tell me that nothing ever got out about what these guys were saying, or this just came out of left field, Cinderella story out of nowhere? That's how this all went down, huh? That's how this whole thing went down, just arbitrarily, all of a sudden, one day, he just posted this stuff and it just came out of nowhere. And then he talks about how he... I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. So I'm all confused. So anyway. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, that's what's bugging Chuckery. When we get back from the top of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Can Troy Anderson replace Rashawn Evans' production for the Falcons? Can Troy Anderson replace Rashawn Evans' production for this defense? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out here in the Kia Studios with you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey apps, how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, at JMCH316 at the D Lewis for real. Watching a little bit of SmackDown here. They're doing the tribute to the Iron Sheik. So, and you know, they just had a biography on him, you know, what, about a month or so ago, but they're doing the tribute to him. So, one of the great characters of all time. So, he'll be missed. He's been in ill health for quite a while now, but he will definitely be missed in the world of wrestling. So, Braves and Nationals, it is 1-1 right now. So, guys are all tied up. AJ Smith Shauver, 5 innings, 3 hits, a run, it wasn't earned, and 2 walks and 2 strikeouts, 73 pitches. So can he get through, 6 innings? And who knows? I mean, you know, look, I mean, he's been pretty good so far, and only 73 pitches. I don't know how much they want to push him. I don't know how far they want to go with him, but you know, maybe give him one more inning and see if the Braves can score some runs and, you know, maybe give him a chance to win the game. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what it is. I mean, so let's see if they give him one more inning out of all of this. So, I mean, not bad. 5 innings, you know, and no earned runs. So doesn't have an ERA because it sits at 0 right now. But, you know, not much offense right now for the Braves. Rosario's got a hit. Arcia with the only RBI as I don't know what I didn't see how he got that RBI. He grounded out to shortstop, so like a fielder's choice, and Albie scored off of that. So anyway, so we'll keep you up to date all night long about what the Braves are doing, but so far so good for AJ Smith Shauver. So we're not going to read too much into this start, right? We're not going to get too excited one way or the other. You know, we're not going to get too high. We're not going to get too low or this or that or, you know, not go to all kinds of extremes or what have you. So, but obviously a very
good start.
Are you going
to call the division over?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that yet. I mean, more about Smith Shauver. I mean, you know, look, we've seen this before out of guys, right? I mean, you know, you never know where you're at with all of this. So let's hope the kid – listen – I want more than anything. If we can find one more consistent starting pitcher, right? So we've got 3 now that we rely on, but can we find one more guy? You know, hopefully, you know, I mean, it's we find one of these young guys that can take that mantle consistently. We hoped it was going to be Michael Soroka when all was said and done, but still, we just need to find one more guy. You can get away with four good starters and then just kind of plugging and playing from there, but it's hard to do with two starters because if those guys aren't consistent enough, then you got to start getting into bullpen games and stuff like that. So it becomes a lot more difficult to navigate those kinds of waters. So we'll see what happens with it. But so far, so good for A.J. Smith Shauver. So we'll check out everything that's going on with the Atlanta Braves. All right, let's get to something we call a What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I always get so confused by some of these stories, and I just shake my head, and I just don't know what to think at times, okay? So the Toronto Blue Jays have designated right-handed pitcher Anthony Bass for assignment, okay? Now, he made headlines, the reliever made headlines last week after sharing a post on social media that called for LGBTQIA plus boycotts of Target and Bud Light. The shared post described the sale of LGBTQIA plus merchandise as evil and demonic. Now, here's where it really gets confusing, okay? More confusing than Sean Kemp on Father's Day. The move to DFA Bass comes on the same day that he was to catch the ceremonial first pitch from Toronto LGBTQIA activist Lazeal Lee Cam before Friday's game against the Minnesota Twins as the Blue Jays began their fourth annual Pride Weekend celebration. Kevin Gausman, who is slated to start the game on Sunday, will replace Bass as the ceremonial pitcher. So let me get this straight, okay?
Tread lightly.
Okay. So the guy who was supposed to catch the ceremonial first pitch from this activist for the LGBTQIA fourth annual Pride Weekend just last week was putting out on social media boycotts of Target and Bud Light and evil and demonic merchandise from... I'm so confused right now. Can I ask, how did that guy get selected? And a week earlier, he's posting social... I'm all confused. Now, Bass, 35, apologized for sharing the post a day later, but he was booed by fans in Toronto in two home appearances since the apology. Speaking on Thursday, Bass said he's, quote-unquote, working hard to educate himself, but doesn't believe the social media post he shared last month was hateful. Quote, I do not. That's why I posted it originally. When I look back at it, I can see how people would view it that way, and that's why I'm apologetic. When you call the merchandise evil and demonic and you're calling for boycotts, how do you think that's not negative? You see what I mean, Day-Day? You see why I'm so confused about all of this stuff? I get so confused by these kinds of stories. And I really do try to keep out of people's minds more than anything. Because, I mean, so many people are just whacked out Like, there's so many wackos out there. I mean, just... You didn't know it was going to be taken the wrong way, talking about hateful and evil as far as the merchandise goes, and then you're calling for boycotts of Target and Bud Light, but you thought that you were misinterpreted in how... And by the way, how in the hell did the Blue Jays have this guy? Who, by the way, it's not like he's a catcher, right? I mean, it's not like he's normally a catcher. You have this guy that's going to catch the ceremonial first pitch from the LGBTQIA activist. This guy. Not a manager, a coach, a player, a catcher, an outfielder. You're going to have your 35-year-old reliever that was designated to do this. And a few days before that, he's posting how people need to boycott Target and Bud Light and putting up the fact that the merchandise is evil and demonic. See what I mean, Day-Day? Like, I don't understand nothing, okay? Bass said he chose to delete the post because it was the right thing to do and because he didn't want it to be a distraction to the team. He's designated for assignment. Now, this is the best part here, okay? So Bass said he chose to delete the post because it's the right thing to do, right? But I stand by my personal beliefs, and everyone is entitled to their personal beliefs, right? Also, I mean no harm towards my groups of people. Okay, see if I can say this right, Nate.
That was pretty good.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted. You know, stand for something. You know, even if you are for it, even if you oppose it, pick a side. And how was this guy? How was this guy? You mean to tell me? Hold on. Hold up. You mean to tell me that nobody knew who or what this guy was when they made this choice about having him represent? You mean to tell me that this just came completely out of left field, out of nowhere? Cinderella story out of nowhere. You mean to tell me that this whole thing just came out of nowhere, nobody knew anything? You mean that's how that this went down? Nobody had any idea that this guy could have had these kinds of thoughts? Or you mean to tell me that there was never anything spoken about any of this stuff where he was involved in anything? I find that so hard to believe. I find it so hard to believe. Again, sell me on some oceanfront property in Iowa at that point, because I don't believe any of it. I don't believe that this guy just arbitrarily on his own, with nobody ever knowing and nobody understanding. No, you mean to tell me that nobody ever talked to the guy in the locker room? You mean to tell me that nothing ever got out about what these guys were saying, or this just came out of left field, Cinderella story out of nowhere? That's how this all went down, huh? That's how this whole thing went down, just arbitrarily. All of a sudden, one day, he just posted this stuff, and it just came out of nowhere. And then he talks about how he... I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. So I'm all confused. So anyway. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, that's what's bugging Chuckery. When we get back from the top of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Can Troy Anderson replace Rashawn Evans' production for the Falcons? Can Troy Anderson replace Rashawn Evans' production for this defense? Chuck Rinnakia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.